Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And we say good morning to Oisin Coyne, and you're off to Paris first.
We are indeed, Justin. A very good morning to you. The Ireland men's rugby sevens team kicked off their Olympic Games with two wins out of two yesterday, sealing their place in the quarterfinals. They were the first of Team Ireland in action at these games and certainly delivered the goods, producing two strong performances. Having beaten South Africa 10-5, they then outclassed Japan 40-5 to ensure their clash with New Zealand today will merely decide who progresses to the last eight as pool winners. Speaking to Damien O'Mara pitchside last night was Ireland head coach James Topping.
Performance against South Africa, even though the game was tight, it was really good. We sort of dominated the possession and played the way we wanted to play. We maybe could have had a couple of scores there as well, so that was probably the most pleasing game. And then, you know, against Japan, you know, they beat us in the World Series the last time we were in it, 2 years ago. And they do rant you, you know, they're not afraid to come off the line, defend really hard, put lots of pressure on you. So we knew that was coming down the line as well. And the guys sort of, yeah, it was a tough first half. I think it was only like two scores at half time. Probably the second one was a bit fortunate for us, but I think the guys handled it well, which is the best thing to see. I think they handled that pressure, you know, changed the way we played slightly. And then the second half, you know, that we created a bit of space. We've got guys there who can finish games off.
Just to talk about the pressure, they're obviously the first group from Team Ireland into battle. A lot of them have waited since June of last year for this to roll around. That it will be a happy dressing room with two wins, but it might be a relieved dressing room to be up and running.
Yeah, it's the guys are nervous. It's not nervous dreading what's going to happen. You know, you're just excited. You're more nervous because you know you have performed, and probably there is that expectation that makes you nervous that they have done so well. So the guys now, we've got those two games out of the way. We've got a game against New Zealand, you know, which clears the head pretty much tomorrow morning. We've beaten them already in the series this year, but the rest of the times they put one over on us. So it's going to be another good test for us.
James Topping there. Now that match against New Zealand gets underway at the Stade de France from 3:30 Irish time with live coverage on RT2 and The Player. Now another New Zealand side in action at the Olympics today is their soccer team, who kick off the women's tournament in Paris. They take on Tokyo gold medalist Canada at 4 p.m. and then the USA, who have won 4 of the last 7 gold medals, take on Zambia at 8. Back at home, Shamrock Rovers will face holders Galway United in next month's Avenir All-Ireland Cup final. The Hoops defeated Shelburne 2-1 at Tolka Park thanks to Joy Ralph's winner, and it was a more difficult affair at Eamon Deasy Park, where Galway blew their 2-goal lead and drew 2-2 against Wexford, but eventually won that one 4-2 in the penalty shootout. And the European football continues for the League of Ireland clubs this evening, with Shelburne and St Pat's both in Conference League second round qualifying action. First up, Shelburne are away to FC Zurich of Switzerland. Kickoff in that one is at 6, and then there's a 7:45 start at Richmond Park, where Stephen Kenny's St Pat's play Vaduz of Liechtenstein. To cricket, and Ireland will look to build on their recent test success as they welcome Zimbabwe to Belfast this morning. Captain Andrew Balburnie's side are seeking a first ever test win on home soil, having secured their first win in the longer form of the game, beating Afghanistan in Abu Dhabi earlier this year. Play is due to get underway in Stormont at 11 o'clock. Now to golf, and the Senior Open at Carmoustie in Scotland is underway. On the Irish front, Peter Lawrie has just teed off his first round. Paul McGinley, Padraig Harrington and Darren Clark will tee off just before 8:30, and Cameron Clark is in the last of the group out at 10-4. On the PGA Tour, Seamus Power competes in the 3M Open in Minnesota, teeing off his first round at 1:30, and Stephanie Meadow and Leona Maguire are both in action at the CPKC Women's Open, which takes place in Calgary. And finally, there's two race meetings today. The 8 race card at Wexford gets underway at 4:25, while the first of 7 races at Leopard gets underway at 5:15.